Even though we've had it here in Florida since 2005, it started in Asia, it spread to Brazil. We think it blew into Florida by way of the Caribbean. It was discovered 2 years ago in Texas and California. It's a worldwide disease. It's impacting citrus all over the world. There is no cure for it yet. But when you bring together all the collaborators, all the researchers, and this is the third time we've done this, we hold this every other year. It's an international meeting, citrus greening researchers. And this year we had 505 scientists representing 25 countries. And out of that meeting, there were 100 scientific presentations and 113 poster sessions. And when you attend this meeting, there's a lot of great work happening, whether it's in Brazil or China, but you get a sense in listening to all these presentations that the University of Florida is leading the world in trying to get that major breakthrough that will end this terrible disease for our growers. But again, it's going to take all of us instead of just a university or an agency with the attitude that all of us are smarter than each of us. And that's what's so important about this because our researchers and Texas A&M researchers and Brazilian researchers, they see what everybody's doing. And so everybody's on the same page and we know where the challenges are and where we have to find the answers. So I'm really proud of our folks. We had a huge benefit this recently that was announced that's related to this because as you know, and as your listeners know, that since 2005, the onus of paying for the research that our university does and other researchers do has been put on the backs of the growers. There was no money coming from the federal government, and the federal government is the main funding source for National Institutes of Health, National Science Foundation, a lot of agricultural issues through what we call the Agricultural Food Research Initiative. But there was no money for this plague. So the growers started out by taxing themselves 1 cent a box, created the Citrus Research and Development Fund, which created a pool of money for competitive proposals for anyone, including the University of Florida. Because we're doing most of the work, we get most of that money. But I know UC Davis, Texas A&M, and others have competed for it. And then they needed more money. So the growers taxed themselves 2 years ago, 3 cents a box. And we've been averaging about $10.5 million a year in competitive grants and contracts. But still, it's not enough. You know, you need more people, more scientists, more money to do the research. So the federal government in the last Farm Bill and the Specialty Crop Research Initiative finally stepped up to the plate and allocated, appropriated $125 million over a 5 year period to be used exclusively for citrus greening research. This is a huge step in the right direction. Some of our growers, especially the smaller growers, think it's too little too late because of, as you know, the cost of staying in the game is adding foliar nutrient applications to your trees, participating in the large-scale pesticide spraying to kill the fly, the Asian citrus psyllid. And these extra steps are adding about $2,000 an acre to the cost of being in the business. And the smaller growers just can't keep up with that. And so you see a consolidation happening in the industry. Some of the larger growers are still planting trees. They're buying up citrus land, and that's a good sign because they believe that sooner or later we're going to solve this problem. And so the feds, the $125 million that they announced in the Farm Bill is $25 million a year for 5 years. And they put out a request for proposals throughout the whole country. Anybody could apply for it. And I'm happy to say, of the first $25 million, the University of Florida was awarded $13.5 million with four projects. UC Davis got one project. UC University of California, Riverside got a project. And Kansas State, of all places, got a project. So that's where the $25 million went. We got the bulk of it, again, because we have the best scientists and the most knowledgeable folks regarding this terrible disease. And hopefully this will be money well spent and help us down the road to fix this problem.